Normally, at this time on a Monday morning after a Cowboys game, we visit with Jerry Jones, but he had a scheduling conflict. He said he'll join us tomorrow at this time. So, because we have an opening here, why not eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio? Tyler, let's bring in the Touchdown Brothers to see what they're talking about this morning.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you later, Peter.
There
he is. Peter King with us. He is every Monday. Even he thinks Dallas is a joke.
Hey, what's with that guy's phlegm?
I swear.
Can he clear his throat before he goes on the air? Is that possible?
I just love it with Peter King? Okay, already. I just like it that he rips on the Cowboys. That's all I care about.
I love that, dude. What a great morning it is. Jimmy Amendola here along with Tony Ragu. We're the Touchdown Brothers. Now, before we get into the ass kicking that took place at the link yesterday, I gotta mention this. Me and Tony, we had a very special weekend. We got inducted to the South Philly Radio Hall of Fame.
That's the one you want to be in, not the Pennsylvania Radio Hall of Fame.
No, not the Philadelphia Radio Hall of Fame.
No, they let anybody in.
No, and not the East Philly Radio Hall of Fame. Splitters. But the South Philly Radio Hall of Fame. It was great to be in there with Merrill Reese and John Facenda.
Yeah.
Huh?
The voice of NFL films. How's that?
All the other broadcast greats from Philadelphia. Will Smith, Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
I think Richard Gere and four of his gerbils in there.
They got it last year.
Tony, I thought your speech was great.
Thanks, man.
Great. Yeah. I don't understand why they got so mad at you, F-bombs.
I don't know.
I mean, it's not like you said it 52 times.
That's how we talk here in South Philly. What's the big deal? You said the F word 51 times. Was it 51?
51 times.
All right.
I went back in the teleprompter script to look it up, and it was only 51 times.
I mean, good Lord. I got so uptight.
Don't be so uptight, okay?
I don't know what the problem is then. South Philly's where it's at. You know, you just mentioned all those people that are there. And, you know, the Philly Radio Hall of Fame. They let that spare Angelo Cataldi in there.
He is the worst.
I mean, what did he ever
do? He is the worst.
He's been the one to drive for like 40 years.
Anthony, shut your mic off right now. We don't need you talking to us while we're doing radio.
And I don't think he was in radio for 40 years.
All right. Let's talk about the game. We got to get into the game here.
Let's go. What a joke. You know, I love Sirianni so much.
Oh, my God.
He's the greatest coach the Eagles have ever had. He may be the greatest coach in the NFL.
I mean, I thought Andy Reid was the greatest at the time. Then we got Doug Peterson. Out of the heavens falls Doug Peterson.
Sirianni got cheated out of one last year. Should have won it last year. And then, you know what? I think he trolls Dallas.
Oh, he totally trolls Dallas. Did you see at the end? I mean, it was already assured. The Eagles were going to win the game.
Yeah.
But on that final drive, he's just trying to give the Cowboys the false hope.
Yeah.
He gave, you know, he called those, it was like three defensive penalties.
He called them interference.
Yeah,
let them do some interference.
Yeah. Let them get a little hope just where we can crush their little hearts. I loved it.
I loved trolling the Cowboys. Take the ball at the 6-yard line and we'll give you, you know, three or four plays to win the game.
Backwards. Yeah, Dak, as usual, he was shooting for the wrong goal line. I tell you, I love Nick Sirianni. You know, he's one of us.
Yeah.
Because he's intolerable as a human being, but he loves the Eagles.
But he loves the Eagles.
So it's good. I love this guy. You may not like some bun, but they like the Eagles, they're fine.
You know? They're one of us.
It's always so great. Anytime the Eagles just crush the Cowboys.
Oh, my God.
Crush them.
Crush them.
I love it. You know what? We should take a few phone calls on this.
All right.
You want to take a few calls?
Yeah, Philly's
let's take a few
coups. Thing, yeah.
All right. Let's go to, let's see, Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Not bad.
Congrats to you two guys. I was actually theirs on Saturdays when you were inducted into the Halls of Fame.
Yeah.
I was in the back of the room. I think you heard me crying.
Yeah, we did hear that sound.
Yeah. That was very touching.
So pleased you were there.
Thank you for being there.
Now, when I went up to use two guys after the ceremony, you wouldn't acknowledge me. It was mildly disappointing.
Yeah, we were a little distracted with the finger foods. And
yeah.
Hey, if Mike McCarthy is listening this morning, I got a little messages for him.
Okay.
Yeah, what's that, Sal?
Hey, Coach McCarthy's up your nose with a rubber hose.
Dang, I don't even know if I would have gone that far.
Yeah, he went there.
God, you went there.
He went there.
Take your cowgirls back to Texas where you don't know how to play his footballs. Did you see Dak Prescott's steps out on that 2 points conversion? Hey,
yeah.
I got a message for Dax.
Okay.
What an idiot.
Dax, you have to stay in bounds for it to count.
Oh my God! Dang, I don't know if I would have gone that far even. Jeez.
I'm kind of known for my 6 burns.
Yeah.
You sure are, Sal. You got the attitude, dog.
I got one question for you, two guys.
Yeah, what's that, Dax?
Do the Cowboys suck or what?
Whoa!
Yes, they do! Yes, they do!
Oh, my God!
They
it's awesome!
Now.
Coming up next, Bill Berge expert Justin Montemayor will join us and tell us about his new book of crochet recipes celebrating the life and songs of Bill Berge.
Man, that show's just too loud. I couldn't do that every morning.
I'm always
to
tired
them.
After listening to them.